White, Wellington, New Zealand, July 19, 1893. Dear son Willie, Monday last, after I had sent the mail to you, I was searching over my letters and found the veritable letter which I thought I had sent to you from Edson. I do not know what you could think of the letters I have written to you relating to this letter. Oh, how sorry I am that it did not go to you some time ago when I thought I sent it. It was immediately after the mail, next to the last mail. It was the boat that went to San Francisco in June. I suppose Edson will feel very much hurt over this delay. If it will not cost too much, telegraph to him at my expense. I think you will have no objections to comply with his request. But you can see and understand these business matters better than I. I am much better health-wise than I have been, sleep better, and my head is much better. I feel very sad over Edson's case, and nothing went to him in June, and nothing in July in reference to the matter he wishes to know about. I cannot say what effect it will have upon him. May the Lord take his case in hand and deal with him in mercy is my prayer. After his letter came, I was very ill. I was not well when it came. I could not sleep, thinking whether we had made a mistake. I really have not very much confidence in Mason or his wife. As to Harmon Lindsay, I have no reason to put much dependence on his wisdom or loyalty. In Eldridge and Henry, you know I have not any real faith. And Eldridge has never shown any genuine interest in my financial matters. I question his sincerity very much. It seems to me we are having quite an uncertain, unreliable company as managers, and I fear Edson has been used badly by them. But I leave this disagreeable matter. The Lord only knows the facts in the case. I came very near having a paralytic stroke the night after the mail came last month. I worked over myself the best I could, but my left arm was numb, the left side of my head was numb, and after some time, a sharp, pricking sensation was felt in the nerves. My head would not work. I was in the open air that next day, in carriage 5 hours. I dared not do any work, and could not command my thoughts for days. I consented to go and speak in Patone, and the Lord blessed me while on my feet and healed me. Ever since I have felt like a new being. I have not had any kidney trouble, and I am quite well. But what I sent you to Melbourne for Edson's letter, I do not know. It is like a dream to me. I expect this morning a letter from Brother Wilson in regard to Christie's case. If it comes before this is mailed, we'll write you in regard to what has been done in his case. Received a postal from Edward Hare that he sent you a large mail. Emily wrote to Edward Hare to send your mail direct to Sydney on the same boat that brought it from America. He wrote he had done so. After you read the letters, if there are matters I would be interested in, please re-mail to me. My mail did not contain much. Several letters from strangers and nothing you would care for except that which I sent you. I have no news to write, as I wrote you last mail. Now, in regard to the fruit, 15 pounds of nice peaches, 15 pounds of apricots, 25 pounds of French prunes cost me the nice little sum of $14 freight and duties. The cost of this fruit, I wrote you, was 10 cents per pound. It was 20 cents per pound in California, and then all the expense of bringing it here has brought it up to $14. I think I would be a little careful how the fruit is disposed of in Melbourne if it costs like this. Mother.